Welcome to the Breakville Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Today is day 4. New role. Follow Jesus to accomplish God's saving plan. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them. Let those who love your name may exult in you. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence and then pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Let's take a pause to tell Jesus what the Holy Spirit has shown you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Let's have a moment to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. my listening. With our willingness to follow the good example of John's lifestyle, God is going to give us a new role. With Jesus' baptism, this new role is being revealed. Bishop N.T. Wright says, "Those who in repentance and faith follow Jesus through baptism and along the road he will now lead us, will find, if we listen, that the same voice from heaven speaks to us as well. As we learn to put aside our own plans and submit to His, we may be granted moments of vision, glimpses of His greater reality. And at the center of that sudden sight, we will find our loving Father affirming us as His children, equipping us too with His Spirit so that our lives may be swept clean and made ready for use." That's from Bishop N.T. Wright. Have you entered into this loving, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father? He calls each of us His beloved son and daughter. Are you in the process of being equipped by the Father to follow Jesus' lead each day to accomplish God's saving plan? Jesus says in His Great Commission, Matthew chapter 25, verses 18 to 20, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." What Jesus commanded us and His apostles was that He did in His 3 years of ministry, making disciples, baptizing and teaching them. That was His role, and He did it well. The Great Commission was Jesus' last words in Matthew. He is telling you and me that what we need to do is to follow what He did. That is so simple, right? It is tempting to write off the Great Commission as an impossible job. Yes, it is challenging, time-consuming, and seems beyond our ability. This is precisely why it is not according to our own ability, but according to Jesus' authority and work in us to accomplish this God-sized plan. Let me repeat this. The authority has been given to Jesus Christ, not us. Whenever we are willing to let Jesus lead us as our Lord and King, we can exercise that authority and make disciples. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to enter into this new role today so that we can follow you to accomplish God's saving plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, in baptism, we become God's beloved son and daughter and step into His plan. As Jesus' followers, we are called into the role of making disciples. Are you currently following Jesus' call for us to make disciples? If yes, what does it look like? If no, why do you hesitate? Number two, have you entered into this loving, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father? How do you know you are in this relationship? Family Corner. Number one, is there any consistent lifestyle of discipleship in your family? What does it look like? If not, what is the struggle? Number two, husband and wives, how do you encourage and lead each other closer to Jesus? Number three, parents, in what ways can you lead your kids to encounter Jesus and know that He is real? For example, family prayer, reading Bible stories, sharing about the week, serving neighbors together, etc. May God bless you that you can enter into this new role. Following Jesus to accomplish God's saving plan.